This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Back by popular demand, we have the former ambassador from the United States to the Vatican, who's been on this program many times. And I was fortunate enough, when he was the ambassador, to interview him in Rome at the embassy. We have with us today Lawrence Francis Rooney III. He's an American politician and diplomat who was a U.S. representative from Florida's 19th Congressional District from 2017 to 2021. He is a Republican. He served as the U.S. Ambassador to the Holy See from 2005 to 2008, and he earned a 95.90 lifetime score from the American Conservative Unit. Very gifted man and author, and we're happy to have him back by popular demand. Now, you are familiar with America's first pope, so history has been made. And years ago on this program, about 30 years ago, we had with us Morris West, who predicted a pope coming from behind the Iron Curtain. He also wrote Shoes of the Fisherman, Clowns of God, Proteus, Salamander, and now we have with us today Ambassador Francis Rooney to talk about America's first pope, Leo XIV. Tell us about this pope, your feelings, what you think is going to take place, Ambassador Rooney.
Well, we've known the guy we used to call Father Bob for many, many years, almost 30, and I have high confidence that he will be a really good pope. He's very judicious, calm, logical. He's had experience running the entire Augustinian order as well as the Midwest province, which is their biggest one. And so he's used to making decisions about organization, people, money, etc. And I think the Holy See sorely needs that.
So you think this will be a step in the right direction, having a pope from the United States?
Well, it'll be good for the Church in the United States, I think. And I think it, but what's really good is to have a pope with his experience and his demeanor and communication skills, especially after Pope Francis.
Well, when Pope John Paul II died, over 4 million people came from around the world to pay respect at his funeral. I believe it was the biggest assemblage of crowds in the world, and in the history of the world. When Pope Francis died, only 250,000 people showed up. So do you think we're going to go back to these types of attitudes and feelings towards Catholicism of John Paul II?
I think we'll go back towards it. You know, he was a uniquely important figure, given the whole business with President Reagan, Margaret Thatcher, taking down the Berlin Wall, the Gdansk shipyard uprising, etc. That really put the papacy in the front of the world for several years. But I think that we will be freed of some of the liberation theology baggage that Pope Francis put out that was kind of inimical to the developed world. And so that should stimulate more interest on the part of the developed world than has been present in recent years.
Do you think we'll have a rebirth of involvement and enthusiasm in the United States for people to go to church and follow Catholic traditional doctrine with Pope Leo XIV?
Yeah, I do. I think we're already seeing it now. There's been several articles about how the younger people, this latest generation, are becoming enthused about the Catholic Church, which is somewhat of a unique development in recent history. So I'm really excited about that.
What is significant of having a pope from the United States? As I mentioned, John Paul II came from Poland. People always joked, is the pope Italian? No one expected that. There was talk of having an African as a pope, and there was concern about fundraising capability if that would take place. But what's the significance of having an American as the leader of the Catholic Church?
Well, I think it shows a lot of things. First of all, it shows that the United States is more important to the Church than just its money. And it shows that the Europeans and the Italians were willing to look for the right person instead of being territorial about it. You know, 82% of popes have come from Italy. And it's been 1,000 years since someone that wasn't from Europe got it. So I think there's a lot of new ground broke here that opens up a lot of boxes.
What type of enthusiasm took place for South America and Central America to have Pope Francis as the Holy Father? Did that generate a lot more excitement and concern and participation from South America for Catholics to become involved?
I think it did. But I think since Father Bob, Pope Leo, has spent almost 20 years in Peru ministering to the poor and was actually, it became a co-Peruvian citizen as well as United States, and was made a cardinal there, actually, made a bishop there in Peru. I think that gives him a lot of strong credibility with Latin America. But he'll be able to be uniquely versus Pope Francis effective in kind of turning some things around for the Church in Latin America.
Now, I've been to Peru many times, and they're very pro-American and pro-West, more so than Ecuador, where I also traveled. So will this help Father Bob, as you refer to Pope Leo the 14th, will this help for more of a pro-USA American attitude on the part of the Holy Father?
I definitely think it will. I think that he's, like I say, he doesn't have that liberation theology mantra that the wealthy countries of the world never do enough for the poor and the global South, and I think that he can proclaim more of a doctrine of opportunity and spiritual enrichment and less politicized, and that should be good for maybe turning it around in Latin America for the continued loss of Catholics in many countries there. Six countries in Latin America do not have Catholic majorities.
Interesting. For those who just tuned in to the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520, we're fortunate to have back by popular demand the former ambassador to the Vatican, Ambassador Lawrence Francis Rooney III. And again, I was so fortunate to tape him when he was the sitting ambassador in his office for this program some years ago, and we're happy to have him back. And after the show, I will ask him if we can have him come up to Buffalo, New York, where we tape this program, to promote his book. And you can get this around the world, The Global Vatican, as we cover 17 states and much of Canada. Please drop us a note if you have any thoughts or concerns regarding Ambassador Francis Rooney's appearance on the Rusk Report. Please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. I'd like to thank those who called regarding our recent guest, Jack O'Donnell, a lobbyist in Albany and Washington, Bob McLaughlin, president of Touchstone Resorts in Muskoka, Canada, and author Dr. Harry Agress regarding his popular book on retirement. Coming up, we'll have business leader with the Chambers of Commerce, Jeffrey Zeplowitz, John Katsimatidis, who owns the Quickfill gas chain and the Gristidis grocery store chain in New York, and former Ambassador Carla Sands, who represented the United States in Denmark. So we have many exciting programs. Little plug here. For over 60 years, the Ampol Eagle newspaper has been Polonia's newspaper, providing readers with news, feature articles, great columns, and recipes. Get this community newspaper delivered to your home or business each week for less than 70 cents. Visit the website www.ampolegal.com and click on the subscribe menu to order a print or digital edition. That's www.ampolegal.com or call 716-835-9454. That is 716-835-9454 to have the Ampole Eagle newspaper in your hands. A little bit more information about Ambassador Francis Rooney. He's chairman of Rooney Holdings, formerly known as Rooney Brothers Company, an investment and holding company based in Naples, Florida, with a net worth of $22.6 million. Rooney has been one of the wealthiest members of Congress. On October 19, 2019, Rooney announced that he would not run for re-election to Congress in 2020. He was succeeded by State Representative Byron Donalds. Our guest today, Ambassador Francis Rooney. Let's talk more about the man you refer to as Father Bob, Pope Leo XIV. You've known him for decades. Tell us about his character, his interests, the excitement around him, Ambassador Rooney.
Well, I've sat in a lot of meetings with him when he would come down to the Augustinian school that my children went to when I was on that board. He's always very thoughtful, speaks well, careful, and his advice was just consistently balanced and very important.
Is he going to excite the Catholic Church for more attendance, involvement, donations?
Oh, I definitely think he will. I mean, having an American Pope, that'll give some real serious weaponry to people like Cardinal Dolan, who are so effective in making sure the Church gets the resources it needs from the United States, yeah.
So are we going to see more young people involved with Catholic Church with Pope Leo XIV?
Yeah, I definitely think we will. We're already seeing it now.
Now let's go back in time when we taped you when I was in your offices as ambassador to the Holy See. And let's go back a little bit in time as you served President George W. Bush. Tell us about that experience, how you grew, how you developed, and what you did in that role. Ambassador Francis Rooney.
Well, a Holy See ambassador does basically the same things that any other ambassador would do. You know, you're charged with conducting the diplomatic exchange and nurturing the diplomatic relationship between the United States and the host country. And you're charged with taking care of Americans when they're over in your country and of spreading understanding of American values. And in my case, being at the Holy See, I focused on the fundamental values, which are in our foreign policy statement of principles, which were the same ones the Holy See has: human dignity, human rights, and then I would also add the First Amendment, separation of church and state, which is a uniquely United States doctrine, which has worked quite well.
Was this a busy office? Did you have a lot of impact with the Vatican on Catholic doctrine?
I had a lot of contact. I probably went over to the Secretary of State's office at least every other day, more than every other day, in fact, to talk about some issue around the world with them.
Did you find it rewarding? Did you find it fulfilling, the role as U.S. Ambassador to the Holy See, Ambassador Francis Rooney?
Oh, I definitely did. I think that we accomplished some great things. I know that President Bush was happy with my work, as was Pope Benedict. My family, we went back and saw Pope Benedict after he retired and had a nice visit with him. You know, when President Bush came in 2017, I think 2007, I think it was, we sat down with the Pope and talked about 16 different countries around the world where the United States and the Holy See were engaged in parallel and aligned diplomatic activities to try to solve problems, whether it was a crooked ruler in the Democratic Republic of the Congo or the at-risk people in Sudan or Madagascar and things like that, and where we could work together to improve the conditions for people and make the world a better place.
Let's talk about the book we discussed a couple times on the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. And the book is The Global Vatican, which was about diplomacy and the United States-Holy See relationship. I imagine this is available at Barnes & Noble and at Amazon. Let's talk about the book, The Global Vatican. What was that all about, and why should people go out and buy The Global Vatican now?
Well, I used to go speak a whole lot about the Holy See and why we have a mission there and their diplomatic alignment with the United States, et cetera. And at one point, I thought, well, maybe I'll write a book. It's something I could do for the Holy See so that more people understand the value of having a mission there and how rich and unique the relationship of the Holy See and the Church is with the United States because of our historical antecedents. And so I focused on kind of the evolution of the relationships between the U.S. and the Holy See, focused a little bit on what happened when I was over there, some of the incidences that occurred that highlight the symmetry between the two diplomatic missions. And it still sells a lot because it's the Holy See is a kind of a timeless institution, as is the United States, and that relationship has been nurtured by every successor of mine.
Now, did you mention Father Bob, Pope Leo the 14th, in your book, or do you plan to update the book or write another book about your relationship with Father Bob?
I don't know that I mentioned him in the book. My wife and I and family sure saw a lot of him when we were over there. In fact, Kathleen, my wife and I, had dinner with him the third night we were over there, once we first showed up, because we knew him so well. And we did a lot of Augustinian-related things that Father Prevost would organize to honor St. Augustine and St. Rita of Cascia. And so we had a very consistent, ongoing relationship with him. We always invited him over when we did house events with other priests and cardinals and things.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about the philosophy, the direction that Pope Leo the 14th will take. And there is concern about traditional Catholics seeing that he could be progressive like Pope Francis, or do you see him as being more conservative like Pope Benedict? What's your feeling on this?
I think I would say he'll be different. He will be more doctrinaire and respectful of the evolution of Church doctrine as Pope Benedict and Pope John Paul were. He won't be quite the rock thrower that Pope Francis was, but at the same time, he will continue to push the social justice missions and the protection of at-risk and marginalized people around the world, which is a major problem. And Pope Francis was very articulate about that.
Do you perhaps see more of a return to the role of the Holy Father, as we saw with John Paul II and Pope Benedict, who you knew very well? What do you think about that, Ambassador Rooney?
Yeah, I do. I think he will be less political than Pope Francis was. And again, he's not bound up in all that liberation theology business that criticizes the developed world. I mean, I think that Pope John Paul didn't have any problem with the developed world. He just wants to help take out the communists. And I think that Pope Leo, being an American, is going to have respect for what our country's been able to accomplish and what our capitalist free market system has done for average people. You know, it's produced more goods and household income and rich environment for more people than any other system yet developed.
For those who just tuned into the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520, reaching 17 states and much of Canada, our guest today is former United States Ambassador to the Holy See, Lawrence Francis Rooney III. Again, he's the author of the book, The Global Vatican, which is about diplomacy and the U.S. Holy See relationship. So we urge our listeners to get a copy of that book at Barnes & Noble or at Amazon. If you have any thoughts or comments, if you're listening in Cheektowaga, New York, Montreal, or Washington, D.C., please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14. 1-800-226-2226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners, as we have received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand with our 50,000 watts of clear channel power. A little more information about Ambassador Francis Rooney, who was born in Muskogee, Oklahoma, oldest child of Lawrence Francis and Lucy Turner Rooney's six children. He graduated from Georgetown Prep School, earned a Bachelor of Arts degree from Georgetown University in 75, and a Juris Doctor from Georgetown University Law Center. Again, he is the author of the book about diplomacy and the Holy See relationship, titled The Global Vatican, and we've done programs on that before. Is Pope Leo XIV going to be more conservative in his ideology than Pope Francis?
Yeah, I think that's inevitable.
And is that good for the Catholic Church?
Yeah, I think it is. I think that things kind of came off the rails a little bit with Pope Francis when he was criticizing directly the President of the United States and our government and our capitalist system and our... He kind of criticized a lot of things about the United States, which weren't particularly helpful to getting things done.
So you think we'll have a warmer, more friendly attitude towards the West and the United States and Canada with Pope Leo XIV?
I definitely do. Okay. I think we're already seeing it now, like you talked about the young people coming back to the church, the interest in his thing at the White Sox Park last week generated a lot of good starts.
Good. Well, Pope Francis reached out to the gay community quite a bit, and do you think we'll have more outreach towards people who are gay?
I think that obviously the church is protective of all human beings. But I think you'll see less of the political side of that support that was demonstrated by Pope Francis and continues to be demonstrated around the United States right now.
Now, Pope Francis also spoke out about issues such as climate change, which was a little unusual because the traditional role of the Holy Father is one of theology and Catholic doctrine and not about environmental issues. Do you think we'll see less of that political side from the Pope on issues that are really not spiritual in nature?
Yeah, I think you'll see less overall of things that are not spiritual in nature. It'll be more focused on the doctrine and purpose of the church and the connectivity of the church with humanity. That would be a good thing.
Now, there's been a lot of talk for the last 30 years about the celibacy rule and allowing priests to marry as leaders of different faiths may do. Do you think we will see more discussion about priests marrying?
Probably not as much as was generated under Pope Francis. He kind of, the way he was being so independent vis-a-vis historical church doctrine opened up a lot of areas for discussion that probably I just don't think they would be expected to generate any results right now under Pope Leo.
Well, the old traditional feeling was that when a priest is ordained, that they're married to the church and not to a woman. So do you think we'll have more of that traditional philosophy of the role of the priest?
Yeah, that's not my specialty, church doctrine, being a secular United States ambassador. But yeah, I think it's kind of inevitable that it'll go that way with Pope Leo being more balanced in his approach to church doctrine and precedent.
Will there be more significance and respect towards the ambassador of the Holy See with Donald Trump, who seems to encompass traditional religious beliefs? Do you think we'll see more of a turn in that direction?
That's a good question. I don't think we know. I don't think that there was a particularly robust relationship in the President Trump's first term.
Yes.
There was actually more tangible things accomplished under Obama's term. That's when they opened the Cuba embassy and all that, that the Holy See played a very unique and private role in accomplishing. Now, I'm not saying it was a good thing to do that, but to get it done was a very interesting diplomatic development.
Let's put on your other hat, as you were a member of Congress, and that was from 2017 to 2021, and we had the attacks on Iran that seemed to be phenomenally successful as a nuclear deterrent, wiping out so many of their nuclear facilities. Do we now have a greater chance for peace worldwide, getting rid of these nuclear warheads and their research to develop these capabilities?
Well, it's unfortunate that two Democratic presidents gave so much money and support to Iran and helped create this monster. And I think it was a very, we don't know yet how much actual damage this bombing raid did, but it certainly changed the discussion of both Israel and Iran and Europe about how to deal with Iran. And if it's as successful as it looks like, that's definitely opens an opportunity for the full implementation of the Abraham Accords. Now, that started with, you know, starting some subtle, quiet diplomatic relations with Jordan and then Saudi Arabia. But the goal is to have the Sunni Arab world, which borders Israel and Gaza, take some leadership in how to deal with the Palestinian problem.
I'm sorry, we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close on the Bet AM 1520. Backed by popular demand, Ambassador Lawrence Francis Rooney III. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, Director of Production for the last 20 years, and to Stephen Manfredi for setting up this program. We've learned a great deal, and we wish Ambassador Francis Rooney a great week. Thank you for joining us.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.